This is Morning Edition on KAZU. I'm Dylan Music. A first challenger has emerged in next year's campaign for the 20th Congressional District seat on the Central Coast. Pacific Grove City Councilwoman Casey Lucius is a U.S. Navy veteran and most recently a professor at Naval War College in Monterey. It's a job she resigned so she could make this run for Congress as a Republican against veteran Democratic Congressman Sam Farr. Lucius recently visited KAZU and spoke with Lewis Leader.
You've been a member of the Pacific Grove City Council since being elected in 2012. You are now, you've decided to run for Congress. Tell us how you reached that decision, please.
Well, actually, it was several months of talking to friends and colleagues and my husband. And initially, the discussion centered around national security. That's my background, and that's what I've been studying in the field that I've been working in for the past 15 years. And generally, it centered around discussions of the need to make national security a priority in our country and really ensure that America has a legitimate and powerful presence in the world.
You come across as kind of a moderate Republican. How would you describe yourself?
I describe myself as fiscally conservative and conservative on national security policy and defense. But on social issues, including gay marriage, immigration, abortion, I'm more moderate or liberal. I guess I'd like to say more open-minded and practical on those issues, recognizing that society has evolved and I think the Republican Party needs to evolve in some ways as well.
You're seeking the Republican nomination in a district that is heavily Democrat.
Yeah, well, when you just look at the numbers, it doesn't look very promising, to be honest with you, and I realize that. But I also did a lot of research before making this decision, and what I found is that when you combined the entire district and San Benito and Santa Cruz and Monterey counties, it's actually about 50-50. It's 50% Democrats and then about 50% Republicans and independents. And so my goal is to really reach those independent voters, those people who feel disenchanted with both parties and are really looking for someone who's more moderate, someone who's practical and reasonable, and can work with people on both sides.
Being a council person and running for Congress, most people would say that's a big step. Had you considered running for the Board of Supervisors, State Assembly, or State Senate?
I did consider them, but what I realized pretty quickly was that the issues that I'm most interested in and the area where I think I can contribute the most is at the national level. I'm mostly interested in those issues surrounding U.S. foreign policy and national security, things like the national budget and the deficit.
How would you differentiate yourself from Congressman Farr?
One of the big differences will be in supporting small businesses. If you look at Mr. Farr's record, one of the things you'll notice consistently is that he has voted against every small business bill in the last 5 years. And I find that surprising because this is a district that's made up of small businesses. We don't have large manufacturing here. We are a district of small businesses. And so I would do everything I can to support the small businesses in our area. Another area is support for our military and for defense. He has also voted against funding authorizations for the Department of Homeland Security and the Department of Defense. Again, I think that needs to be a top priority in our country and in our community. And then water. We haven't seen, we haven't had a strong voice or strong leadership on the water issue. And that's probably the most important issue for residents of this district. And so I would really advocate for federal funding for water infrastructure for our district.
Let's let the listeners know more about you. You say, it is not my resume or my professional experience that brings me to this decision, which is to run for Congress. It is my personal life story. This story involves growing up in a low-income apartment in Ohio and wanting so badly to change the course of my future. Why don't you tell us more about your growing up and how that molded and developed you as a person?
My parents are divorced, and my mom remarried a wonderful man named Ernie. And Ernie worked in a factory. My mom was a secretary in the school district. And I watched them struggle. I watched them live paycheck to paycheck. And I remember going to the grocery store with my mom on Saturday mornings and, you know, she had a list and she stuck to the list. And sometimes we got to the cash register and we had to put things back. And I just remember even as a kid thinking, like, I don't want to live paycheck to paycheck. You know, I want something more for my life. And I didn't even know how to do that, but I knew that I needed to go to college. I knew that that was at least the first step. I studied political science, and I actually graduated in 3 years, again, because I couldn't afford a fourth year. So I crunched as many classes as I could into 3 years, and I waitressed and worked as a resident assistant so that I could get free room and board. But we made it work. And again, thanks to Ernie's sacrifice and my mom's sacrifice, I was able to graduate from college.
And I see Ernie passed away not too many years ago.
He did. Unexpectedly, he passed away when he was only 62 years old. And that was another reason that really motivated me to do this, because in his death, I realized what a gift he gave me when he helped me go to college. But in his death, I also realized that life is short. And sometimes we want to wait for the circumstances to be perfect. We want to wait for somebody to say, okay, now is the time. But I decided I'm not going to wait. I'm going to live my life.
That was Central Coast congressional candidate Casey Lucius speaking with Lewis Leader. You can hear their complete interview on our website, kazu.org. This is KAZU News.